Pandora's Box. Has your curiosity ever got you into trouble? Have you ever been so desperate to know a secret that you took no notice of a warning? One person who did not listen was Pandora. Her story comes from ancient Greece, and her curiosity brought her a lot of trouble. In ancient Greece, there were two brothers named Epimetheus and Prometheus. They upset the gods and annoyed the most powerful god, Zeus. This was not the first time humans had upset Zeus, and as punishment, he had taken from humans the ability to make fire. This meant they could no longer cook their meat and could not keep themselves warm. However, Prometheus was clever, and he knew that a blacksmith lived on the Isle of Lemnos. Prometheus stole fire from the blacksmith. Zeus was furious and decided that humans had to be punished once and for all for their lack of respect. Zeus came up with a cunning plan to punish the two brothers. He created a woman from clay. The goddess Athena then breathed life into the clay. Aphrodite made her very beautiful, and Hermes taught her how to be charming. Zeus called her Pandora and sent her as a gift to Epimetheus. His brother Prometheus had warned him not to accept any gifts from the gods, but Epimetheus thought Pandora was so beautiful that she could never cause any harm. He agreed to marry her, and Zeus, pleased that his trap was working, gave Pandora a beautiful box as a wedding gift. There was one very, very important condition: that she must never open the box. Pandora was very curious, but she had promised that she would never open it. All she could think about was what could be in the box. She could not understand why someone would send her a box if she could not see what was in it. It seemed to make no sense at all to her, and she could think of nothing else but of opening the box and unlocking its secrets. This was just what Zeus had planned. Pandora could stand it no longer. She took the huge key off the shelf, fitted it into the lock, and turned it. But at the last moment, she felt guilt, quickly locked the box again without opening the lid, and put the key back where she had found it. Three more times she did this. Finally, she took the key, slid it into the lock, and turned it. She took a deep breath, closed her eyes, and slowly lifted the lid of the box. She opened her eyes and looked into the box, expecting to see fine silks, gold bracelets, and beautiful dresses or piles of gold coins. But there was no gold or treasure. There were no shining bracelets, and not one beautiful dress. The look of excitement on her face quickly turned to one of disappointment, and then horror. For Zeus had packed the box full of all the terrible evils he could think of. Out of the box came disease, poverty, misery, death, and sadness, all shaped like tiny moths. The creatures stung Pandora over and over again, and she slammed the lid shut. Epimetheus ran into the room to see why she was crying in pain. Pandora could still hear a voice calling to her from the box, pleading with her to be let out. Epimetheus agreed that nothing inside the box could be worse than the horrors that had already been released. So they opened the lid once more. All that remained in the box was hope. It came out of the box like a beautiful dragonfly, touching and healing Pandora's wounds. Pandora released pain and suffering, but she also allowed hope to follow them.